Scott with SJWealthBar.com. Final Days Report, episode 465, folks. We're walking into a dystopian nightmare. 1984 on steroids, prophecy, and the capabilities, the infrastructure being built right before you. And never forget, I think they're personally 30, 40, 50 years ahead of us. They're just revealing it to us. But this VCast, we're going to decode Tesla's annual report speech. We've done a series, a four-point series. This is part five, is Elon Musk the false prophet? I'm not saying thus says the Lord, but man, the capabilities, infrastructures, tells are right there. Three things that I want you to take away from this presentation, and it's long, and there's so much I cut out as well. Tesla's new mission statement feeds the global warming carbon dioxide tracker. And I want to just point out a couple contradictions in his speech. Let your yay be yay and your nay, nay. His comments don't make any sense when you actually take things he said recently, the things he said at this conference, they're polar opposite. There's no way if one happens, the other will happen unless certain things happen, like the Mark of the Beast full system. And lastly, we're going to go over a lot of scripture and the capabilities of this implementation of the Mark of the Beast system are right there that we've been warning about for 4 years. But it just seems like it is accelerating on so many fronts, my friends. All right, the first slide I want to show. This was during the Q&A session after his presentation. You can actually find it. I think it was an hour and 4 minutes, maybe a little bit longer. But a person's going to ask him, with your sustainable abundance mission statement, it's a new mission statement, which we'll talk about later, which feeds the carbon dioxide tracker, this Mark of the Beast system. What is money? We don't know what money will be. This is a mind-blowing reveal of this presentation, in my humble opinion, because I was blown away. The person's going to ask, how do we stop the wealthy people in the world from stopping your mission? And listen to Elon's reply. Basically, it is AI is going to control the world. AI is going to control the world. And that, to me, reminded me of the scripture, both the rich and poor, free and bond, will have to take the fully implemented mark of the beast to be able to buy or sell. AI is going to rule the world. This parlays digital ID, digital ID 2020 for your papers, please, where everything will be tracked. And this also fits Elon Musk's recent outing with Joe Rogan, where he basically said he thinks apps that you get on your cell phone will be obsolete. It'll be AI doing everything. And we've always talked about how AI will be the authority. This is the Tower of Babel 2.0. And I want you to think about this, too, as you listen to this. This is why, in my opinion, Doge was used to scan all the government expenditures looking for costs. But they also probably took a look at people's roles and responsibilities to see if AI could do the government jobs. This isn't rocket science. That's why we had the shutdown and we're getting a ton of people that are being fired. AI, and they've written about it, AI will be your new government. It is the beast system. But let's roll this. This just fits both the poor and the rich, free and the bond, will have to take the mark of the beast to be able to buy or sell.
Hi, Elon. I'm really excited about this future of sustainable abundance that we're talking about. I mean, you're going to be saving a lot of lives with FSD, but the number of lives that would be saved and improved with this future vision you have is really inspiring and very exciting. So even today, you've mentioned, though, that in a post-scarcity world, the role of money could diminish or become obsolete. Mm-hmm. Given that much of today's power, including yours, is tied to wealth, do you think achieving this abundance would require powerful people to relinquish their power? And how might we address resistance from those who hold power to make this vision a reality?
Well, I mean, I think actually long-term, the AI is going to be in charge, to be totally frank, not humans. If artificial intelligence vastly exceeds the sum of human intelligence, it is difficult to imagine that any humans will actually be in charge.
It's a playbook. That is a playbook. AI will be in charge. And one of the things in my series is the false prophet will bring on the image of the beast, Revelation 13, 15. And he had power to give life onto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. So that's talking about the Antichrist. But the false prophet brings on the image of the beast. And we need a reminder here. Elon Musk uses Iron Man-inspired holographic 3D user interface to print a rocket part. So Tesla is involved in holograms. Now, personally, I don't necessarily think the Mark of the Beast will be a chip. Maybe it'll be some sort of tattoo. But remember, they already chipped many of us. I'm showing a picture of what was in As the Days of Noah, devil juice. That's not a natural substance, from La Quinta Columna. .net scientist really reviewing what was underneath the vial. This whole optogenetics, mind controlism, brain computer interface strategy that we always talk about for the last 4 years. But the other thing that I thought was interesting for the people that think the final mark of the beast will be a chip, Elon is also planning on building chip factories. And again, personally, I don't think it'll be a chip. I think it'll be some sort of hardware system where they want to make you the cell phone to hook you up to the artificial intelligence with this brain-computer interface with read-write capability. But I just thought it was interesting. He's planning on building chip factories. He needs more chips.
I'm super hardcore on chips right now, as you may be able to tell. I have chips on the brain. Because in order to have a functional robot, you have to have a great AI chip. And it needs to be an inexpensive chip, and it needs to be very power efficient. So we believe the AI5 chip will be probably about a third of the power of, say, something like a Blackwell, an NVIDIA Blackwell, which is a great chip, for roughly a comparable performance, and much less than 10% of the cost.
When will he launch some sort of tattoo that becomes the cell phone? I mean, this is pretty cutting edge stuff. And again, I think Elon's an actor. I think he's probably a sharp guy listening to this presentation. He uses very strong logic and math within his presentation. But without government contracts, he wouldn't exist. Let's be clear about that with a lot of his different companies. Now, this is a little bit of a review from the series, but Elon Musk details his plan to turn Twitter into a bank. He wants to turn it into WeChat that actually feeds the social credit system. Let's read a little bit of scripture. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive the mark on the right hand or on their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Check out the podcast. I'll put the thumbnail up of X. Is that the mark of the beast? Just the brand, the letter X has so many strange occult ties. And after I did that VCast, two or three people emailed me and said, you missed this, you missed this, you missed this about X. So it's not even complete. So Elon has hologram technologies. Elon has banking capabilities, right? Elon Musk has total control with artificial intelligence, one of the most artificial intelligence systems around. Elon Musk was part of Doge that scanned government functions and expenditures, the balance sheets, you know, different cash flow statements, whatever. More business than government talk there, but just the workflow on how people work. This is your AI government. Doge spelled backwards is E-God. Let's continue. I just thought this was wild. So a big part of this presentation was his launch of the robots. And this is where one of the contradictions to me comes into place, because he says Optimus is going to grow the economy 10 to 100 fold. For who? Who's going to buy products if all of a sudden billions of these robots are out there? I just don't understand his logic here. Maybe it'll just be fake money from the central bankers buying certain things, but it doesn't make any sense. And what's crazy about this video is he said maybe money won't even exist. That's what they're priming you for this mark of the beast system, universal basic income. But he's like, the future of money, well, maybe it'll be some sort somehow linked to power that you create. I took that as Microsoft's 06 patent that we've covered, where they can measure you to do certain tasks. And it looks like even that patent covers within you do certain said task. It screams mark of the beast. Go paint, go dig that ditch. And it just knows what you're doing. And it reminds me of the articles that we've covered. Yes, we've covered them. You can look them up on how scientists think humans can power 6G. So will you get paid your money if you power 6G? I'm just saying, it is a wild, wild time. But check this out.
Now and things do get kind of wild from an economic standpoint. Because at a certain point, with AI and robotics, you can actually increase the global economy by a factor of 10 or maybe 100. There's not like an obvious limit. So Optimus is kind of like an infinite money glitch. Maybe there won't even be money in the future. Or money, but it might be measured in terms of wattage, like how much power can you bring to bear from an electrical standpoint.
What's interesting with that comment is we covered how the Department of Energy was involved in the Genome Project. I'll put the thumbnail up. And they're linked to eugenics. See, Elon to me is an actor. He is put on stage, given these contracts, given DARPA technology, probably, as many of these other huge companies, to build our enslavement. All right, it gets even more interesting. Now, I've covered this slide the last two podcasts, but robots are going to take the jobs. AI is going to take the jobs, but the economy is going to grow 10 to 100 times, right? Business Insider Elon Musk says the AI supersonic tsunami will eliminate desk jobs at a very rapid pace, but he's still bullish on the future. In one scenario, he envisions a universal high income. We're going to cover Banksyism that he presented as his future outlook, and it's nefarious. It's totally nefarious. So these are desk jobs, but what about the blue collar jobs? He's launching a driverless truck. Granted, it can't go across the country, but for the truckers that are in city, food service truckers that take food and deliver on a route, this is wild. So costs are increasing, insurance is increasing, inflation, and they're taking away jobs, and they will go after blue collar jobs. Many people are very, very awake to that. Even Bill Gates said, robots will be able to build houses faster than humans. So there's a contradiction. Who's going to buy what? How can the economy take off 10 to 100 fold if nobody can buy the goods and services that are being produced? It's universal basic income. They need a new business model. And it gets more strange. Elon says his robot will follow criminals around to make sure they never offend again. It's going to stop you from committing crime. That's really it. This is an absolute train wreck. AI spying on you 24/7, following you around. And it reminded me of two things. It reminded me of SEAL 4. SEAL 4 says the beast of this earth will be part of killing people. And I always thought that how they've been defiling wildlife, dropping, you can look this up, they're dropping vaccines for wild animals in the forest. Obviously, as days of Noah and DNA manipulation. So I always thought with a DNA manipulation that the animals lose the fear of man as God put in their hearts after the flood. But it also reminds me of the following scripture, Revelation 13, 15. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And I've covered this dream. You can go back and check it out on sjwellfire.com. This reminds me of my robot police dream, where most of them are robots. One of them was this transhumanism robot, and I jumped in trying to hide, and they just looked at me and said, stand up. And I said, I don't hate you. And they said, well, yeah, but we hate you. And also, this reminds me of robot cops traveling in the bulletproof Tesla trucks. There's a reason why they made those Tesla trucks bulletproof. And you can look up, many police departments are buying those as their police cars. So when will these police departments have robots as their police officers? For every one Optimus robot in a home, Elon thinks there'll be 3 to 5 in businesses. That's the spy system that feeds AI from XAI, and it feeds Oracle's master database that they reason against public and private data. A dystopian nightmare. Let's listen to his words.
You know, like, I think we may be able to give people a more, if somebody's committed crime, a more humane form of containment of future crime, which is if you say, like, you now get a free Optimus, and it's just going to follow you around and stop you from doing crime. But other than that, you get to do anything. It's just going to stop you from committing crime. That's really it. Yeah. So the scale of Optimus, like I said, that's really going to be something else. I think it's going to be the biggest product of all time, by far. Yeah. So, like, bigger than cell phones, bigger than anything. I guess a way to think about it is that every human on Earth is going to want to have their own personal R2-D2 C-3PO. So who wouldn't? But actually, Optimus will be even better than that. You know, like, you know, R2-D2, it's kind of beep at you, and it's kind of hard to figure out what he's talking about. You know, you need C-3PO to translate. But Optimus is going to be, everyone's going to want one. I think in terms of industry providing products and services, I think it's probably, 3 to 5 robots in industry for every, you know, one that's a personal robot. I think there could be tens of billions of Optimus robots out there.
Now, one of the main promises from Lucifer is to be able to cheat death. And you need to think about Elon. People think of him as a prophet, and his religion is scientism. I mean, you ultimately have Baphomet boy in the occult symbolism. We showed old Elon and Trump both doing their little pyramid hand signals at the Charlie Kirk Memorial. And I called it. I said, this breakup is all theater. It's all a script. And Elon has talked about within our series and his mother about the blind can see and paralyzed can walk with brain computer interface. See, it's all a counterfeit. If it were possible, even the elect would be deceived. But this fake immortality promise, and granted, this was a question, but I think it's very imperative because it shows what Elon is thinking. And there are many companies that have technology like this, but they're lacking the soul and the spirit. Good night, my friends. They're lacking substance. I'm not buying this upload your consciousness into the cloud and live forever. It's garbage.
First of all, Elon, thank you so much for everything you do for the Tesla shareholders.
Thank you.
Do you see a path for Optimus to have consciousness downloaded to it?
You mean human consciousness or...
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, like, immediate. But if you say it down the road, would you be able to, say, with a neural link, have a snapshot of, or at least an approximate snapshot of somebody's mind, and then upload that approximate snapshot to an Optimus body? I think that at some point that technology becomes possible. and it's probably less than 20 years.
Chips are on his brain, he said. And this cult of personality that he has with scientism, and oh, he's so smart. I just found an example of that. He launched that his driverless technology, and he basically calls it, I think it's FSD. I might be wrong on that, but he has this driverless car technology. And today it's my understanding that you need to keep your eyes on the road. Well, he said that they're really pushing to allow people to be able to text and drive. So you no longer need to keep your eyes on the road. And everybody's like, yeah, we can text and drive. It just screams to the cell phone zombie culture that we have. And when I heard everybody clapping about we can text and drive, it just reminded me how many people are going to hook up to artificial intelligence. As Elon said, if you can't beat them, join them.
But I'm confident that in the next month or two, we're going to look closely at the safety statistics, but we will allow you to text and drive, essentially.
Yeah. It's a clown show. Now, I just found this fascinating. When you really understand the long-term agenda, and then you understand how these actors in the theater of the one world government participate, and their words program, market you towards their final agenda. And the new mission statement for Tesla is sustainable abundance. And I'll let Elon define exactly where he's going here and the last slide as well. But I just want you to think about the carbon tracker. What did you eat in this universal basic high income? This is nothing short of the Mark the Beast AI controlling everything. As he said on the first slide, you won't be able to drive in protected areas with the driverless controlled cars. Remember the story we covered where you couldn't walk in the forest in a province of Canada because you might cause a fire? You dirty humans. You're watching a narrative. And oh, by the way, they're also priming smart cities as well. 15-minute cities. This is nothing short of the UN map and the UN World Economic Forum, Club of Rome, globalist strategy to enslave you.
Which is, it's like, because I often ask people, like, what is the future that you want? What's the best future you can imagine? You know, because we weren't trying to make that future, like make the best future you can imagine. And I guess probably the best future is if people, you know, can have whatever they want from a goods and services standpoint or medical standpoint. But at the same time, we don't destroy nature and we keep the rainforests and the beautiful national parks and all that stuff. And so that's what I mean by sustainable abundance.
Yeah, they're going to make nature off limits, and you're going to be in your little smart city. I'll show you an article a little bit later. Now, I found this hilarious. Every touch point that they can videotape, watch from the satellites, your car, if it's modern, your cell phone, jail phone, TV, all of these touch points feed artificial intelligence. And private corporations data that we talked about with Larry Ellison in that podcast. So AI can reason against it. So when you tweet, AI learns. And we did a podcast, the news talked about that. How X posts will feed X AI and be a learning center. That data center in Memphis with the pyramid, creepy beyond stuff. It's creepy. So this question, you know, will X AI, right? The artificial intelligence of XAI, probably fed by X posts, definitely fed by X posts as part of its training, feed Optimus the robots. And of course it's going to feed it. It just sounded like Elon's like, yeah, good idea.
My question has to do with compute and what the build out or how much is necessary to train Optimus and actually get them to a very household, meaningful robot that can do things, and if the partnership with XAI would help accelerate that.
There's a lot of training compute needed for Optimus. Because the AI chip in the robot is relatively weak because it's really limited on power, you can make up for that with a lot of training to have a lot of training result in a very efficient AI that can run on a low power chip in the robot. So we will actually have to spend a lot of money on training. Ultimately it'll be like tens of billions of dollars on training compute. So it's a big number.
Would a partnership with XAI help accelerate that?
I think potentially. Yeah, I think that could. I think there's potential for accelerating that.
Potential to accelerate it, of course. He has to walk gingerly, I'm sure. Now, it just gets more strange. Why does Elon Musk want to block out the sun? Elon Musk has proposed using a constellation of a solar-powered AI satellites to block out the sun as a means to combat global warming, a concept that has sparked significant debate and concern among scientists and the public. This was recent. This was not part of the Tesla presentation, but it's just odd. So despite his fixation on making life multiplanetary and expanding consciousness to the stars, good luck, Elon Musk still occasionally expresses concern about humans on planet Earth, which is why he wants to block out the sun, of course. Here's where this is just such a hypocrite statement. I'll play a video from the Tesla speech. Elon Musk, tiny bit of sun's energy could power the world.
Done a tremendous amount for sustainable energy, that's only going to grow over time. The world is moving towards a solar battery economy, which is ultimately that's where it was going to go anyway. But what Tesla's done is accelerate that outcome. Sometimes people don't understand quite how much energy comes from the sun. So the sun is 99.8% of all mass in the solar system, Jupiter being 0.1%, and then 0.1% is miscellaneous, Earth being in the miscellaneous category. So the total amount of energy, sometimes people we'll build fusion reactors on Earth. It's like, well, actually, the giant fusion reactor in the sky is basically impossible to beat.
So he's building these energy centers, these battery banks that can be moved anywhere and power different towns, whatever the infrastructure is. It's like this mobile energy device. I'm not going to play the video, but just remind me of if they shut the grid down, they could literally selectively put the electricity on some sort of place like FEMA camps with this battery bank off the sun and say, hey, come here to get your goodies. Don't go. Don't get on the train. I had a dream about that. Somebody that I know, he got on the train and I was like, don't get on the train. The grid was down for a little bit, but they're building an infrastructure to carry out false flags. Now, the other part, going back to the satellite and blocking out the sun, you need to think about cover stories for when the word of God happens. Because ultimately, this is a soul battle. And we know in the end of days, the sun and moon will darken. Personally, I think this is literal. A lot of Christian brothers and sisters that I talk to that think that this is more of, just a dark time when you look at some of the Old Testament scripture. But you need to think about Luke 23, verses 44 and 45, where the whole earth was darkened. It just seemed when God moves, he's going to give you a sign with the sun and moon. And oh, by the way, the moon is turning blood red that we've covered before. NASA doesn't know why. It's basically blood red. It's turning blood red. I never fell for the, there's a blood moon coming, just part of the cycle. I think the moon will be turning blood red and you will noticeably see it, not part of any cycle. And then we need to think about Revelation 13, and he doeth great wonders so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. I personally wondered if that was when Elon was landing the rockets. You see the fire coming down, the rocket coming down. But could this be a weapon system to bring fire down with the satellites there? So is it a cover for when the sun and moon darken, so our satellites got in the way to block the sun? Or is it also a dual capability to bring fire down? I mean, these are markers for the false prophet. And the point is, the capability and the cover story are being implemented right before your eyes, tying this to scripture and prophecy. Can't make any of this up. All right, going back to driverless cars, he did a pretty extensive presentation about his cyber cab. And there was a pastor that had a 1933 dream of the fall or end of the USA, and he saw bubble driverless cars. And I kid you not, I covered it. You can go check it out. I had a bubble car dream, but there was also something odd in the sky. It was circular. I think it might have been the blood moon and or something else, but it was huge. And the whole night sky was lit up and ominous. And they had these little flaps on the side of the road that helped control where these driverless cars were going. He's rolling out these cyber cabs built for autonomy. No gas pedal. No electric pedal. No mirrors. Side mirrors. No need for it, because it's all going to be artificial intelligence. And so in my dream, when I walked into the bubble car, I sat on one side of it and other people could sit on the other side and you could sit and talk to them. When that comes out, good night. But these cyber cabs are moving fast.
And then we've got the first car that is specifically built for unsupervised full self-driving to be a robotaxi. It's called a cyber cab. It doesn't even have pedals or a steering wheel. Yeah.
Now, it's not a bubble car design, but it's moving fast. And the scale that they're moving with all these inventions, the robots, these driverless cars, making their own chips. Wild time to be alive, my friends. Now, it just gets more strange. Is Elon Musk's boring company poisoning Las Vegas drinking water? Here's what we found out. This is from Las Vegas Review Journal. While it's true that the boring company, Elon's company, right, that digs tunnels, is feeling the heat from regulators after illegally dumping toxic chemicals into manholes, officials say Southern Nevadans have nothing to worry about when it comes to their taps. And this just reminds me of God's going to destroy those that destroy the earth in Revelation 6:16, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. They know what's coming. And it just gets more strange. Why Elon Musk should buy Harrisburg? Analyst argues for tech bro driven renewal. There's these big rich people to buy towns or create new smart cities. Trump proposes 10 futuristic freedom cities. Freedom, yes, featuring Jetsons like flying cars. Then we have the Line City. This is nothing short of digital enslavement in Saudi Arabia. Kanye West reveals plans for his dream of Drome City after neighbors called it delusional. It's almost like Lucifer saying, look, we're going to give you these cities. It's so smart city, 15-minute city programming with, I don't know, could it be these tech bros, these 10 kings that get these cities? Or the foot soldiers are promised a city where they'll have their slaves? It's wild, my friends. All right, I'm jumping around a little bit. SpaceX CEO Elon Musk responds to wild speculation that 3i Atlas is an alien spaceship. So this was on Joe Rogan. Unhelpfully, Musk did briefly say it could be aliens. I don't know. Before Rogan basically weighs in and says, hey, this object moved, changed course. And it sounded like Musk is not necessarily buying. But overall, there's just this massive deception, in my humble opinion, about this 3i Atlas, where you can only really see it at peak time, from what I've heard, with a massive telescope. folks, we will see signs. Luke 21, sister to Matthew 24, 25 to 28, and their signs shall be in the sun and the moon and in the stars and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. This isn't spiritual. Men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. The powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the cloud with the power and great glory. And this is after the tribulation. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. This is written to Christians. And then we have the fallen angel deception, Revelation 12, 7 through 9. And there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. So that's interesting. Cast out into the earth. So when the abyss opens up, are we going to see these fallen angels? Are they having a cover here with three-eye Atlas? Is that something that's happening? Many New Agers are like, oh, this is going to be the great reveal, and they're going to give us into this Christ consciousness. I mean, it's hard to watch. All right. You're in the As the Days of Noah. I'm switching gear off Elon Musk. It's a little bit old, but it just bugged me. Tom Brady reveals his dog, Junie, is a clone of his late dog, Lua. They want to make this mainstream. They want to control birth. Japan's artificial womb, neonatal medicine breakthrough, and then the one we've covered before, scientists make embryos from human skin DNA for the first time. So what does that mean for the perversion of As the Days of Noah? That opens the door for same-sex couples having children that are genetically related to both parents. For example, in a male same-sex couple, one man's skin could be used to make the egg and a male partner's sperm used to fertilize it. I mean, this is just bizarre. CRISPR-Cas9 designer babies. And they want to control birth. On to the woman, he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception in sorrow. Thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over you. They want to control birth. Here's the summary, going back to Elon's presentation. I just had to jump around a little bit. Many things were bugging me. AI will control everything. Here's the summary of your future. Let's play this video. I had to look this up. I had no idea what he's talking about.
You know, my book recommendation for maybe the best, mostly utopian sci-fi future are the Ian Banks books, the culture books. So if you're curious, like, what do I think the future is probably like? I think it's probably a bit like that.
So Ian Banks books, I had to look this up, Core Elements of Banksyism, Future, Post-Scarcity Abundance, Advanced AI and Automation like Tesla's Optimus, Humanoid robots handle all production, labor, and resource allocation. There's your technocracy. Eliminating scarcity. Goods, services, and energy are freely available to everyone. No money, poverty, or traditional work required. This sounds like a nightmare. Musk has echoed this by suggesting future economies might measure value in watts, units of energy production, rather than currency. Me, it reminds me of Microsoft's 06 patent. Check out that VCAS we did a long time ago on sjwelfare.com. AI minds as benevolent overseers. Are they really going to be benevolent? Hyper-intelligent AIs, referred to as minds in Banks' books, manage society invisibly but democratically. Really? They optimize everything from healthcare to education to space exploration, all your DOGE, your EGOD government, ensuring humans flourish without coercion. Humans pursue passions, art, adventure, or leisure, as working will be optional. the human AI synopsis. Technologies like Neuralink enable seamless integration between human minds and AI, enhancing cognition and consensus building. See, they've been pushing us and brainwashing us into consensus. I saw a video of the CEO of NPR talking about basically lying to you to get consensus, or hoodwinking you, or being deceptive, or we don't need all sides of the truth. I'm paraphrasing. Musk envisions this leading to universal high income, not just basic support, but abundance for all through exponential growth in productivity. So this is that 10 to 100. Hey, the economy's going to take off, but who's going to buy the goods and services unless you take the mark of the beast, universal basic income money system? So the question I have is, how bad is it going to get? Because Elon's vision is Optimus, that robot for billions of them. He knows the hologram technology. He has artificial intelligence, one of the most powerful in the world, working with Oracle that has the private data that they reason against. Folks, it's moving so, so very, very fast. God bless.
The EU isn't modernizing money. It's quietly stripping you of it and your assets, taxing them out of your ownership. And most people have no idea what's coming. The EU has declared outright war on cash and ownership. The digital ID, the cash limits, the assets register, the digital euro. These aren't random policies. They're links in the same chain, and that chain tightens around your financial freedom. They've already moved to ban cash payments above 10,000 euro. Sounds like plenty, right? Well, until inflation turns 10,000 euro into the price of a month's groceries. Suddenly, your everyday purchases become regulated, monitored, or even refused. Then there's the EU-wide digital ID, mandated for every EU member state by 2026. If you want to function in society, they'll make it almost impossible to live without it. Then in 2029 comes the digital euro, a central bank digital currency. Now put those two together, digital ID, digital euro. Every euro, traceable, taxable, and controllable. You won't need to break the law from them to freeze your bank account. An algorithm can do it. Crypto? Forget about it. Know Your Customer rules tie your identity to every transaction. You bought it through your bank, you'll sell it back through your bank. They can tax you, block you, or track you. Then there's the EU Assets Register. They want every major asset logged so that they can control and take ownership. Homes, land, investments, all visible. Over 200,000 has been floated, but remember, anything above 10,000 is already fully visible, monitored, and controllable. Bit by bit, the free money economy, the idea that your wealth is yours, is being rewritten into a system of conditional ownership. Your wealth won't be taken directly, though. It's going to be taxed out of your ownership. So the big question is, why? Well, because since the 2008 crash, governments realised they can't stabilise money anymore. So instead of stabilising the system, they're going to stabilise and control you. Your assets, your identity, your transactions. When a government can no longer rely on financial growth, they rely on your assets to anchor the system. This isn't a conspiracy. It's a consequence. An overstretched economic model searching for stability through surveillance and data. That's why money, identity, and assets are being fused into one digital cage. Now call it what you want, but the direction is clear. You will own nothing because they'll control everything. And while all of this is being built behind the scenes, migration is the perfect distraction. Everyone argues about it, while the real noose, financial control, tightens quietly around.